Howdy, everybody, and welcome back to the Friday Read About It podcast. I'm Reed, it's Friday, and this is About It. Today, we'll do a little scatter shooting, as we always do. People say to you, how you doing? How you been? How you feel? And, you know, right now, I've got to say this, based on what I've seen in the papers lately. I didn't have a bad week. It could have been better, but nobody talked on television about cutting my nuts off. So, I'm doing better than some other people. Well, I'll just put it that way. So, I love the Jesse Jackson, Barack Obama story. I love it because it makes for a lot of awkward conversation on other TV talk shows. You know, on the news, because you can't say that somebody said they were going to cut somebody's nuts off. You can't say that on most television. You just can't do it. You can't even really refer to it. It's not like there's something that you can censor and bleep out, because if you say, well, I'm going to cut his bleep off, that sounds even worse. So I love the awkwardness of the entire situation. If Jesse Jackson had worked harder to find, I don't think it would have been possible for him to find a way to make things more awkward in the country. But you did it, so there you go. Proud of you, Jesse. All right, new sponsor here on readaboutit.com. Today we are welcoming in our new sponsor. We're brought to you by Johnson's Doppler Gaydar. Yes, the new Doppler Gaydar will keep you and your family in the know up to 8 minutes earlier than the old handheld Gaydar. So when you absolutely have to know, use your Johnson. By the way, this offer not valid against Sacha Baron Cohen characters. All right, quickly, hitting around here. I always scan around the websites and blogs and the things that pass for news in this country, and I saw that on, this was on Yahoo and also on the AP, Isaac Hanson, who is the eldest of the singing Hanson brothers that we were all infatuated with for about 5 minutes back in the late 90s, his wife had another baby. Congratulations to them. Why do we care? You know, every time something happens, they tell us about this. Why are we always alerted when the Hanson brothers have a life-changing event? You know, nobody tells me when one of the Jets gets hitched. You know, all of the DeBarge family who aren't L don't get mentioned on Access Hollywood. Marlon or Tito Jackson would probably have to hijack a plane just to get mentioned on E. But the Hanson brothers are catchy and non-threatening enough that we still remember them for their one song. I mean, when was the last time you had somebody break in to tell you that the bald guy from Right Said Fred just had a kid? Anybody? Nope. But somehow we've adopted the Hansons. I don't know what that was, but we maybe it was because they were from, I think, Oklahoma or somewhere in the heartland. We have to embrace them. Also, Bill Murray is now officially divorced. This was kind of interesting. You know, we talked to Christie Brinkley's divorce last week. Bill Murray's wife claimed that he was addicted to marijuana and alcohol. Yeah. I hope you didn't need an expert witness for that. Pretty much anybody from Saturday Night Live ever could say that, couldn't you? I mean, at least you could say that Bill Murray is alive. He's doing better than, you know, Belushi or Chevy Chase's career. So I don't think you can sweat the small stuff here with somebody that was on Saturday Night Live. Okay, also, this is sort of a newsy thing. People are upset about how much it's costing, not just to drive back and forth to work, but now to fly also. The airlines are charging more for fat people, and they're charging more for big, bulky bags. And if you bring, you know, a carry-on item, they charge an extra $10 or $15. But they'll still lose them for free. Don't get me wrong. But they're really working on that now. The airlines, I love it when people refuse to acknowledge that they are part of the problem. They want their customers to write letters to Congress about the high price of oil. That's it. You want to complain about us? We're going to give you a homework assignment. Let me just say this. Everybody all at once ganging up on Congress and sending them a lot of mail, that's a great idea. You know, Congress does not have enough on its plate right now. And overall, I don't know if you saw the poll this last week, but Congress is about as popular as a raging case of anal warts at this point. What they could really use to help them out is a whole bunch of angry mail right now. You know, I think if you're pissed off because you had to pay for your own Pepsi on the return flight to Balzac, Ohio, I think you should really fire off a couple of angry letters, one for every member of your family, to your congressman. I think somehow that will make everything better. Anyway, that is a look at what's going on from the old Read About It computers, files, whatever we're keeping these days. Coming up next week, we will have more. Why? Well, that's just because that's what we do, I suppose. As always, you can drop an email to us here, and on the podcast is one of the few places where I feel comfortable giving the email address out for fear of spammers. I already have all the length of penis I need, and I don't need breast implants. So all you spammers could just stop with whatever you're trying to send me. Drop me a line at snowfire, S-N-O-W-F-I-R-E, 5-1 at gmail.com. Always good to hear from you folks on the Read About It podcast and the blog. That's going to do it for me. Be back next week with more hopefully humorous stuff. Thanks for tuning us in. And until then, I'm Reed, and as always, Seacrest out.